Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors, corporate and local. Big shout out to Williams Tire. Thank you, big fella, for hooking me up. Chris Nobles at Nobles Networking. Everybody with Red Circle, thank y'all for putting some change in my pocket. And everybody that is going to the beach next week with us, I can't wait. I am fixing to raise hell in Florida. I'm going to burn a hole in that son of a bitch. But before I go misbehave all week, I figured I'd have some moms on my show to put me in my place. So last week we had Bad Mama Gemma, Miss Jennifer, and I told her, I said, pick me out some funny moms on TikTok and let's all get together and talk shit for a little while. So that's what we did. I'm going to let each one of these pretty ladies introduce themselves. Y'all already know Bad Mama Gemma, but she can kick it off.
Yeah, Bad Mama Jamma, Jennifer Stanley. I have a gang of honey bunnies, and I'm best known for Who's Your Daddy, hashtag Who's Your Daddy fam. And yeah, I mean, I guess I'm funny. I don't know.
You tickle me. My daughter likes the honey bun shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have awesome. To get a honey bun shirt from you.
That's awesome.
I was told she would kick my ass if I didn't. Real quick, drop your social media links.
One Bad Mama Jamma from TikTok on Instagram, Jennifer Stanley on YouTube, and One Bad Mama Jamma on TikTok.
All right, we got another Georgian in here, and I promise you, we don't all fucking talk like this if you're not from the state. Miss Brittany Smith, introduce yourself, ma'am, and you know, try not to fucking make us all look bad.
Listen, okay, I talk like this because I grew up with a lot of older generation Southern people, so. But anyhow, my name is Brittany Smith. I am from near Savannah, Georgia. I do TikTok. That's my main platform. I am known for front porch talks in the South, and I do some mom stuff, some parent stuff, talk about stuff that normally old people would talk about on there. But other than that, that's me.
Your stuff's interesting. I like it. I don't understand the crayon hanging out of your mouth. But I guess you're just trying to act like you got a cigarette.
Correct. And let me tell you the story about that. So I was actually going to use the very first TikTok skit that I did. I was going to use a cigarette, and it broke on the way home because I do not smoke. So it broke in my pocket. My kids were coloring, and there was a crayon sitting on the table. And I said, man, that's like the shape and the size of a cigarette. And that's how the crayon started. And I just went with it.
That is like hilarious.
Oh, I have such a dirty mouth. We're just gonna skip what I was about to say. Miss Erica is the next one. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all. Jennifer's the only one that's had conversations with me. This mouth is shit. It gets me in more trouble. It writes more checks that my ass can't cash. And just know I am completely harmless. I might come off like a shithead, but I'm completely harmless. So if you take something the wrong way, it's you, not me. And last but not least, Miss Erica. You're fucking weird and I like you. I watched some of your videos. I think you're interesting, but the main word I'm here is going to use weird. So introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you real fast.
I'm Erica Rifkin. That's my name, like my actual name, because I didn't know we were supposed to come up with a creative name. So I'm weird. I just post the most random shit. Like whatever happens, I'm just like, oh, all right, this seems good. That's just basically all I post, mom stuff, recovery, random shit I bought off Amazon that I really didn't need. It's fine.
Well, congratulations on recovery.
Thank you. I just celebrated 7 years 3 days ago.
Well, hell yes, ma'am. Good job. Proud of you. Well, I really don't know how to start this. Let's start it this way. When you say weird, Erica. Like, give everybody a good example of what weird. And by the way, is it your husband's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, happy birthday to that guy. Thank him for loaning you to us for a little while.
Yeah, he's shooting the bow and arrow, so I don't think he really minded.
Yeah, he don't give a shit about you right now. No. By the way, you didn't, Brittany didn't either. Y'all both drop your social media links real fast, handles real fast.
Oh, it's Erica Rifkin, E-R-I-C-A-R-I-F as in friend, K-I-N, and that's everything.
That's cool. Real original. all right, Brittany.
All right. So my TikTok is b.smith.fam. And then I have Instagram. I'm just Brittany Collins Smith on there. That's it. I don't have a YouTube yet.
y'all are good. Y'all are good.
We're like the OG crowd.
The what?
OG crowd. We're originals.
Oh, yeah. Just nobody uses their actual name on social media. That's fine. That's completely cool. It's better than some of the fucking names we've had on here lately. I'm not going to say those names because I really don't feel like them bitching at me no more. But, yeah. I'd rather you use your name than some stupid shit.
There's so many bad ones. If I see cat lover or dog king or, like, and I'm not saying anything to Dogface 420 because that dude's cool as hell. But, like, the really weird ones, oh, my God. I don't even, like.
What's the weirdest one y'all seen?
I'm like, can I just call you Brandon or something?
you would not believe.
Been that just made me die. Hilarious. Huh.
Do what?
Slob on my knob. That was somebody's username. All right.
I'm a big fan of that one myself.
I mean, it's cool, I guess.
Yeah. I it's funny because I don't know. Like, if you knew the women we usually have on this show, like, I should have vetted y'all first, because I know how to act as an adult around certain people. Anybody else, I usually just don't give a fuck about. Do what now?
I like you. I have no filter. Keep going.
I know, that's fine. You're fine. I just don't know where the, like, the sexual, what's that word? Innuendo?
Like the line.
Yeah,
there's
line
a line
is.
There.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, I should have literally felt y'all out more.
There is no line.
Well, then I should have felt y'all up more. See, I went from felt you out to felt. It was a horrible joke. I like punny jokes. I like dad jokes.
We got you.
I've never seen a woman more disinterested in me than how Brittany's looking at me right now.
I'm just laughing at you. I'm just looking at you.
Oh, God. If you think this is gonna be bad. But fuck it, let's have fun with it. What made me and Jennifer, we talked about this last week. What made you wanted to start doing, either one of y'all, like, start just getting on TikTok? Was it like a release? Did Corona, like everybody else, make you want to get on it? What made you start wanting to post videos?
I think that mine was, I kind of got on here and I've always been, believe it or not, pretty shy my whole life. And so I started watching videos and I was like, man, this is kind of a way for people to express themselves, you know? And I kind of got on there and the first video that blew up was actually me talking about putting my Crocs in four-wheel drive and using Crisco to grease my four-wheel drive bearings on my Crocs. And that thing blew up. And then I heard that dumb song Driver's License, which I can't stand. And it just makes me so mad every time I listen to it. And I was like, man, what if that song happened in the South? And I made that first TikTok of me and my imaginary sister, Brenda, talking on the front porch about that song, Driver's License. And I kind of, you know, said it if it happened in the South, and that thing blew up. And then people were like, we need more Brenda videos. We need more Brenda videos. And then I just went with it. Now there's a whole Brenda saga. And I have people begging me, like, when is the new episode? When does Brenda get out of jail? Like, I have people try to guess. I use different crayons every time, and people try to guess, like, what color crayon I'm using. It's crazy. And the best comment that I ever got was, I used a pink crayon one time, and this guy said, I have, like, the winner of what color crayon this is. And I was like, shoot. He was like, this is Dog Peter Pink. And when I tell you, I still have not recovered from that damn comment.
That is not where I thought that was going whatsoever.
Yeah, no. So you know, that's how that's how I just kept going with them. I guess.
Well,
that
you
was...
better be glad I haven't been drunk on your page guessing color crayons.
Dude,
because there's one color crayon that is acceptable to say because it is in the Crayola pack, and it starts with an N. And I would have definitely said that you was going to have a black crayon in your mouth, but I would use the technical term that Crayola uses.
See, I haven't used black crayon yet.
Well,
haven't used it because I know
they say once you use the black crayon, you won't use the white ones no more.
Hey, and if that's for you, that's fine.
Once you go negro.
Hey, that's okay. I don't like black crayons, but I like other things that are colored.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong
everybody,
with that.
Everybody that listens to me knows I like black girls and white girls, so I can make those jokes. I'm invited to the barbecue.
Oh, there you go.
I do cross the line sometimes. I have a very good friend that's very popular on TikTok, but we knew each other beforehand. Y'all might know her name's Kate Stinson. She goes by Kate Unfiltered or Southern Oreo. She's from Texas. Beautiful black lady.
Yeah, I've started following her on all her platforms or whatever, because I had no idea that she was following me first until I noticed it. And she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I make a lot of backhanded jokes towards her because she can handle it and gives it right back to me.
Yeah.
And like, TikTok doesn't think our racial humor is funny. Like, they don't think it's funny whatsoever. They're kind of dicks about that, but I think it's humorous. Anyway, we love everybody here, all shapes, color, sizes, so it's okay to play about it. Erica, where the fuck are you running off to? I can see you.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you guys. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that's necessary for the show.
I was trying to fight.
You're trying to what?
Be polite. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. So what got you into TikTok?
My bonus daughters, like, were watching it all the time. And, you know, at the time they were 13 and 14. You can't relate to anything that these kids talk about because I had absolutely no idea what any of these things were.
You look fucking 14.
I'm not. I'm almost 30. I just look like this.
You look like a fucking wee baby. I would have never guessed you was almost 30.
Yeah, I am. I just look like this. I promise. I don't know why. I just stopped growing like seventh grade. We're like, we're done.
Fuck don't hormones.
I just stopped growing upwards everywhere. But yes, so that's why I downloaded the app so I could like relate more to them. And then I had the stupidest video go viral. Like, dumb. I don't even remember. I think I was like dancing to some song. And it was not even really dancing. I don't even know if you could call it that. Like, it was so bad. And so then when that one went viral, I was like, all right, well, I might as well go ahead and air out some dirty laundry. So I made a video with one of my mugshots. And then that one took off. And so then I just kind of became known as that person that's like, you're not going to talk shit about me because I'll just, you know, air out my own shit.
What do y'all consider going viral?
Both of those had over a couple million views.
Okay.
But I think technically I've never actually been viral because some people say that viral is like 10 million views.
Hey, I've seen so many conflicting definitions of viral. Some people have a set number, and then other places you'll see where it's like a percentage, like, you know, a percentage, like if you have such and such following and then this thing does this many, then for you that's viral. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
there's
I don't
so many different
that.
Definitions.
Because, like, I've seen people make videos where they're like, oh, my first video went viral and it has, like, 10,000 views. And, I mean, like, that's cool if that's viral to you. Like, I had someone tell me, like, I hadn't even been viral yet. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, fuck
way
you.
To knock me back into my appreciate it. Like, humbling. Thank you.
Yeah, I've done going, like, on this because I hate people. Like, I'm not a people. Everybody thinks I am, but I'm not. I literally am the biggest asshole ever. Like
that person that like talks to people and like wants to get to know people and has like all these friends and goes to all these parties. And I'm like, bro, I'm weird. Like, don't talk to me in real life. Cause like,
So I done started like going on this mission to where when I see someone on Instagram, especially, or TikTok, but mainly Instagram, and they've got public figure or influencer under their name or in their profile, but they've only got like 2,000 people following. I just always go in their inbox and like, you're a piece of shit. Like, you're not a public figure. Like, the only way you should be called a public figure is if the public calls you a public figure. You can't call yourself a fucking public figure. Like, it's just aggravating. For some reason, it bothers me. I guess it's because, like, I've had to work to get to where I'm at, and I've had to go, like, baby steps to get the show that I have now. And I don't consider myself a public figure whatsoever, like not even fucking close.
I have 419,000 and I still would not consider myself like influencer. Like, what does that mean? Influence anyone to do anything. Like, don't do that. Do the opposite of what I do.
Thing I want to influence people to do is to buy my shit so I'm not poor.
See, I don't even sell anything.
Why? Like,
I donate them. It feels wrong. I don't know. Like, I'm weird. Like, I feel like using social media to make money feels weird to me.
Have the support breed support thing, but like the merch and stuff, but doesn't that go to charity or something?
Yeah. We pick a different, depending on like, you know, because some months it might be like a couple months ago, we did like the baseball fields in our town. And then last month it was like a person that needed help. And then we've done like the volunteer fire department and volunteer EMS and the library and just different things and in different states and cities. But I don't know.
That's cool as hell. That's what drew me to you, honestly. Can I just put this out there? That's what I've been following you for a while. You just followed me back recently. But
fucking salty one time.
Like, that's what drew me to you, honestly, is on a level that I can relate, is like, you're goofy as hell, and yeah, quote unquote, weird or whatever, but you can tell, like, under the surface, like, you've got a huge heart, and I can tell, yeah, you've had struggles, you've, you know, went through addiction, so have I, but you came out on top, and you're trying to do the best you freaking can, you know, at a middle America level, and I mean, that I think that's cool as hell.
Hey, hit that middle American level though. It's like level
right there, middle of the tax bracket. That's it.
What's with homeless? Now we made it. Come on,
yeah.
I hate you all. I
swear, started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Exactly. I'm always surrounded by women, and you know what? The most satisfying thing of this podcast is going to be is when I'm able to turn y'all off and not hear y'all the rest of the night.
What you need
silence.
Say you're welcome.
I will trust me. I'll leave gas money on the nightstand too. So let me ask you, do all of y'all, I know Jennifer doesn't work anymore. She does just TikTok and social media, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Brittany?
I don't have like a job.
Brittany, you look like you got it looks like Brittany's got Chick-fil-A mom written all over.
Let me tell you something right now. You got me. You got from the beginning. You've got me all wrong.
Use first your words.
Off, you got her fucked first up. Off, Brittany won't say it, but first, I will. You got her first, fucked up.
First off, let me tell you something, Mr. Josh. When me and my husband first got married, I worked my behind off at a hospital making $12 an hour, and I worked while my husband went through 5 years of mechanical engineering school and baled hay. Okay. So not only did I work at the hospital, I worked at a deer processing plant where I literally skinned and gutted and processed deer. And then I would go work at the hospital, 311 shift at the hospital. And I helped put my husband through 5 years of engineering school. He got a job. I continued to work at the hospital until I had our first son, Landon. He's 5 now. And then I had our little girl, Chesney, who is 3 now. And I recently went back to work. I work at an orthopedic surgery center. Thank you very much, sir. So there you go, Mr. Josh. I work.
I just figured that you were that mom that had a Tahoe that takes the kids to school in the morning, gets Chick-fil-A on the way there, then picks them up on the way back and gets Chick-fil-A.
Listen, I drive a Mustang GT. All right, Mr. Josh, got 2 seats in the back. That's why I'm done having kids, because if I have another kid, I got to get rid of my Mustang. These tubes were tied, fried, turnt, burnt, flipped, snipped, whatever the hell they did to them in there. No more youngins is coming out of this body because I can't get rid of my Mustang.
Hey, that's how we like our women around here. Spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
We're a big fan of that. Well, then I apologize. I had you wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Josh. I appreciate you.
You seem to fit the Southern Belle profile more than anybody else I've met in a long time.
No, sir. Look here. Listen, Southern Belle is the furthest thing. I am country, but I'm educated. How about that?
You're the dominant person in your relationship with your husband, aren't you?
You would be surprised. We are tied. We are. Listen, we're pretty tied. I'm gonna say we tied.
That's how you know she's a good woman, because she's saying that they're not, knowing good and damn well they are. Because the way she's talking to me, I'm telling you, that's the dominant woman in the household. It's written on your forehead. Boss bitch is on your forehead.
I hear you. Listen, we go hunting. I shoot my deer and I drag my own deer out the woods. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, yeah. You're the dominant. He likes you telling him what to do.
I'm competitive, not at life things and not about material things, but when it comes to sports and hunting and fishing, I will talk some shit all day long, and I back that shit up. I knew I liked you.
I will outfish any man. She's the woman that every Southern guy wants to date until they date them. And then they're like, what the fuck did I get into?
Life's a competition with me and my husband. When I tell y'all, it's a house full of smack talk all year long, hunting season, fishing season, sports season, any season, smack talk all day long at our house.
Those are the best relationships, though, being able to roast each other.
Mm-hmm. My husband's my best friend, my absolute best friend. We are a team. We are not like one does more than the other. We are absolute teammates.
What about you, Erica? How's your relationship, your marriage?
I'm fucking insane. God bless that man.
What's bad is she's probably the fucking honest one.
It's true. He's such a good dude. We're best friends. Same like she said. Except I'm fucking crazy. So
we were just talking about this before you got on, though. All of y'all are crazy. And it's all cute in the beginning. And then all of a sudden,
that's how we get you in. And then and then you get comfortable and it's like, aha.
Gotcha. You got him.
Next thing you know, you're waking up with a knife to your throat asking who fucking Pizza Hut is in your phone.
Not Pizza Hut.
Yes. And Jennifer, I don't think we touched on your relationship last week when you did the show, but happily married there, right?
Yeah, 95% of the time it's happily married, but the rest of the time we're equally crazy. You know, I'm extreme ADHD personality, and he's kind of like on the bipolar spectrum. So if one of us isn't, you know, high strung or ill or moody or like, you know, it's just. I guess that's what drew us to each other. We're equally crazy. So,
God bless your household.
It's so, and then my children are even crazier. I mean, we just, it only got worse.
How do your kids? Because first off, how old are your kids? Let's go down the line with this. How old are your kids, Jen?
Oh, yeah, let's go down the line with my litter.
I meant with all y'all, but yeah, it's whatever. I didn't realize there was a litter, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not cutting and burned and chicken fried and poured gravy on top of it yet. So,
well, what's happened is somebody poured gravy on top of it in the first place.
Exactly. She got that country gravy.
Yeah. Ironically, I'm the oldest in the group, so that's funny. There's one right now. Hold on. Anyway, so I have my oldest is 22, and then I have a 16-year-old, and then I have a 10-year-old, and then I have a 4-year-old. They're all 6 years apart.
You need a new hobby.
Oh.
How old would you say yours was, Brittany?
5 and 3.
If your kids are out here with the podcast, tell them to say hey.
Oh, you might not. This one's the one you can't trust.
Oh, tell them to say hey. Let's see what they say.
He's pissed off because his Pokemon card's bent.
Oh, get him a new.
You don't want him on air right now.
Don't let him play with Pokemon cards. Don't. Pokemon cards are bad. No, he'll end up voting for Biden if he plays with China cards. No, get him some baseball cards.
Yeah. Every time one of my kids went into kindergarten, I became pregnant.
Fuck. Ooh,
that has been the going trend every single time. And so with this one, with the 4-year-old, the sassy one that just walked away, he's not going into kindergarten. We're just gonna skip all that shit and go straight to first grade. Because all you learn in kindergarten is your ABCs and to socialize. And I'm around enough people. I'm like a whole socialization in myself. And I can teach them the ABCs for free. So we're just going to go right to first grade and skip that whole thing.
Yeah, that won't make him socially awkward in first grade at all.
He's already awkward. So
okay. Well, if he's already awkward, then whatever. Yeah. What about you, Britt? How's your youngins?
Erica. I have two. I have a four-year-old and a five-year-old. And then my husband has two from a previous, and they're 14 and 15.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah. Who are you telling?
She's like, I fucking shouldn't have done this.
Like you like argue with the five-year-old and then you turn around and it's like, oh, just kidding. Now I got attitude. It's like same attitude.
That's what I was fixing to say. Yeah. The little attitudes and then the big attitudes.
So it's like not any better or any worse. Like it's genuinely just like the same conversation. So it's just like,
I thought your kid had a mullet.
No. It's right here.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Catalina Rose Warman.
Okay, full name.
Oh, you went full government name.
You went, this is my government name.
What's your social security number?
Go.
She seemed to be packed with information. You always use another social security number.
We've been drilling that in your head like for the last year. Your name is this.
Hey, well, she did a good job.
She sure did.
She did a very good job. She's very pretty. And Brittany, did you tell us how old your kids were a while ago?
I did. My little boy's five and my little girl's three.
There you go. So I didn't remember.
Ours are opposites.
Has anybody got to see like, cause my daughter, she hates when people come up to us in public and they know me from the show. Has y'all's kids had to go through anything like that yet? And just like fucking hates it or do they like it?
Well, I'll speak up first because I've had many experiences like that lately. And it's kind of a mixed bag. Like my oldest daughter, my 22-year-old, she'll act like it's cool away from me. Like she got drunk at a bar in Coleman, Alabama the other night. And then told me that like, you know, she closed the bar down. She's got the bar on her phone numbers and stuff. And they were saying how cool and funny she is. And while she was drunk, she was like, if you think I'm cool, you should follow my mama on social media. But she'll only say that away from me. Like my son, my 10-year-old thinks it's freaking awesome. He'll wear, you know, our shirts or whatever to school. And he got his teachers to follow me, which was not a good idea after I went on a couple rants about stuff that happened at school. So I was like, well, it's all out there now, you know, no need to text. You can see it on my video. But yeah, so it's a mixed bag. I've gotten noticed so many times and like taking selfies with people and stuff, and some of them like it and some of them don't.
I'm guessing your kids are too young, Brittany, to be able to pay attention.
Yeah, and nobody reckons. You know, I'm like the little person at the bottom of the totem pole compared to all y'all. So yeah, nobody even knows. So I do have a good, my girls at work, they are my biggest fans in the OR. But other than that, nobody's recognized me.
Well, you're funny. You remind me, you're very funny. And I like what you do because it's, I know like that one dude, what was his name? I think it's Darren, who did like the Southern Mom stuff or whatever.
Oh, Darren Knight. Yeah.
But it was always kind of weird because it was a guy doing it, even though he's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I mean, it's not like it bothers me, but I would rather see like a Southern Mom do it. And you do, it's similar to that, but it's in your own way.
I think he does it good justice though. I think he's hilarious.
Oh yeah, he's definitely funny.
He plays a woman really well.
He does.
There's some sugar in that tank, I promise you. I mean, I'm not knocking it. We love the gays and everything around here. We love our gays, but there's sugar in that tank, 100%.
Is he married? I can't remember. Is he actually married?
I don't know, but she knows about the guys if he is. It's just too smooth. It's too fluent. He knows he's very in touch with his feminine side, and there's nothing wrong with that.
He does have long hair.
Now you're just stereotyping worse than I am now.
I'm just backing it up. I'm just backing it up. You're leading the conversation.
I don't even know. So sorry.
It's probably good that you don't. So I'm guessing your kids are too young too, but what about your stepkids? Does anybody pay you attention?
at the beginning of the show, when you asked me how I was weird, first time somebody came up to me in public, they said, are you from TikTok? And I literally was like, what's TikTok? And walked off. I didn't know what to
like,
I was like, what is TikTok? And then I just walked off. And then I've had a couple of times where people have come up and they want to like take your picture, but like who the fuck am I? Like,
it's weird.
I don't see myself any different than I was a year ago. So like to me it's weird. I don't know. I think it's just a number, but that's
like when Bearded Bastard was so big before I was working in radio, like every time I went to bars, like it was always the dudes. Like it was never like good looking women that wanted to come up and talk to you forever. It was always like fucking guys. And I didn't mind talking to them. I didn't mind taking pictures, but guys are the creepiest things ever. Cause all they want to do is talk and they don't want to leave. And it's like, I'm nobody. I'm kind of fucking weird like you are, Erica. Like, if you want to buy me a drink and go to fuck on. Like, you don't have to hang out. We're not like, going to be best friends.
I just, like, run out of words to say. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I don't really know you. So, like, I don't want to crack a joke that I think is funny and you don't laugh. And then I'm, like, laughing by myself or something. Like, I don't know. I just feel so awkward. And then I think I overthink it. So then I make it weird.
You know,
something comes out of my mouth.
You know the number one thing to do if you're just in that situation and don't know what to do? Tell them you got a shit.
That makes it weird. Like,
oh, that'll work every time.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Just be like, right back, I got bubble guts. Like, my tummy
speaking
hurts.
Speaking of weird, I do have one story. Because, like, most of the time, like, you know, Erica talking about people coming up to you and stuff. Most of the time, they start off with, are you from TikTok or are you on TikTok or don't I recognize you from TikTok? Like, they ask you if it's you first, right? Well, we were in the Jack's fast food place and we were going to get some chicken and we pulled up to the window and this chick that works there, like a younger girl, she was off, you know, doing fries or something. I don't know what the hell she was doing, but she wasn't even the one taking my order. And she notices me and comes over and I kid you not, leans all the way out the drive-through window with her elbow hanging out. And she said, so I like your TikToks. Like, really creepy. And then I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, where's my chicken? And she said, yeah, my sister watches you too. And she told me that you just live one town over. And I was like, oh my God, are you going to come by or like, what is this? Like, I was just like, thanks, bye. You know, it was so, oh my God. I mean, I appreciate fans. I really do. But 9 times out of 10, they'll ask you if it's you first instead of like.
You know why they have to do that, right?
Yeah. What?
Because like, I noticed, I'm sorry, this is going to hurt some feelings, but like.
No, go ahead.
I went to the TikTok meetup, right? That was one of the first, and I will never go again. It's not my jam. Like, it was cool, good cause, whatever, but just way too many fucking people. But these filters don't show up.
Oh, baby, thank you.
People don't.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, thank you.
Don't look the same in real life. I'm sorry. And there are way too many people that somebody would be like, oh, that's so-and-so. And I'd be like,
you sure?
Like, are you? That's, and I'd go pull up their video and I would look at it and I'd look at them and like, if your filter changes your face that goddamn much, don't do it.
Yep.
0 out of 10 would not recommend. Cause like, it's weird. Like, if you go missing, I can't help look for you.
I completely agree.
Like, I'm not very mean. Like, fuck, talk about self-confidence. And you use 6 filters. That's not self-confident.
Try being a single man in his 30s.
Yo, how do you do it? Like, I feel so sorry. I told my husband that the other day. I was, how do these people date these days?
Couldn't do it.
The amount of catfishing.
Oh, for real?
I called a bitch out at the bar about 3 months ago. And like, and by the way, I say bitch not in a derogatory way. I just don't remember people's names. It's like my favorite word to say. some women don't like that I say that word a lot, but I don't mean anything bad towards it. We met on social media. She asked me, did I want to go have a drink with her? And I was like, fuck yeah. And like, she drove like 3 hours. I drove like an hour to this bar. She got a hotel room and all this stuff. I was in the bar looking for her. She was at the table where she said she was. I walked past her like 3 times and she finally called me and she's like, are you just going to keep walking past me? And I was like, where the fuck are you at? And anyway, so she's like, I'm right here. And I had to tell her, I was like, look, by all means, you do you on social media, but next time you bring this fucking witchcraft around me, I'm sending you straight to hell. Like, you are a witch. Whoever taught you how to contour and everything is ridiculous. Like, even she had her titties contoured. Like
this. Yo, that shit's wild, though. It makes your boobs look huge. I mean, yeah. I can't figure out how the fuck, I can't do
it. You better be glad guys hadn't figured out how to contour our peckers yet.
I can only imagine.
I'm telling you, we're going to be giving shit stress lines and fucking everything. We're going to be painting on veins. It's going to be bad. It was bad. I cannot stand it. One thing that I do with my daughter is I teach her, she's 9 years old. She'll be 10 this year. She's my best friend in this world. And I don't let her wear makeup. She hasn't got her ears pierced or anything yet. Cause I want her to know what it's like to be naturally beautiful and love herself for who she is before she ever adds any of that extra shit on, because that's what so many people now, that's all they have to offer is, oh, we're good at Photoshop. And then you get around them and they're just bland and boring, or they have shit personality. And I can't stand that shit.
Well, and I think we've also come to a time in society where there's just this standard that's been set for whatever reason of like a certain face shape, a certain eye shape that's pretty, a certain hair color that's pretty, a certain body type that's pretty.
Yeah.
I have 3 girls in our house. So I have to remember that not only do I have the following that I have, but like at the end of the day, I could give a fuck less about their opinion as much as I do my daughter's looking at me. And like, I don't want them to think, you know, that's why I try to be as genuine as possible as I can on the app, because I don't want them growing up thinking that they have to put on 20 pounds of makeup for people to accept them. I mean,
right.
I don't do
that. Right.
Now, don't get me wrong, it's nice, you know, once in a blue moon to go spend an hour doing your hair and an hour doing your makeup and pick out a really cute outfit and like feel yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But to feel like you have to be like that every day. I live on a mini farm. I mean, I shovel shit every day. Like, I am not about to put on 20 pounds of makeup to go shovel shit. I'm sorry, but no, that doesn't.
That would sweat off in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I may live in the country, but I just bought my first pair of cowboy boots. Okay, I've been rocking my Vans.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Full time. I do have some muckers. They're
some what?
Muckers?
They're muckers.
Hold on, I'll show you.
Muck boots are like neoprene boots. I think that's what
they're
she's talking
so
about.
Cute. They're like rubber.
We don't do anything rubber around here.
Okay, well listen.
That's why I didn't know
that
what it
wasn't
was.
Talking about shoes.
We talking about shoes, Bubba.
Oh, my bad. I'll wear a fucking mask before I wear a prophylactic, and I'm not wearing no fucking mask.
Yeah, I actually like the mask. You want to know why? This is so bad. It has nothing to do with the pandemic. It has nothing to do with COVID.
I have a feeling I already know.
And you put on that mask with a hat and a hoodie, bro. Nobody recognized your ass. Like, you can make it faces. It's amazing. I love it.
Brittany, I feel like this is the quietest you've ever been in your life.
Man, I'm just listening. I'm just sitting here taking it all in.
We need you to talk some shit with us.
Well, I'm listening. What you want me to talk about? I can talk.
Can I ask a question, Brittany?
Yes, absolutely. You can ask a question.
Please go ahead. Please.
Your little trademark thing that you do to lead into some of your videos, that little smack and listen.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God. Like, I freaking, the first time I seen that, I fell in love with you. I had such a girl crush. And I was like, where did I have to know? Like, how did you come up with that? Was that just like spontaneous and it stuck or?
Okay, like, so it was. So I'm not going to lie to you. Before I actually posted on TikTok, I watched TikTok, try to get a feel for it. And I did a little bit of research and it was like, you know, most people that have a good bit of followers have like their one thing that they do that people recognize them for. And I had actually made a draft in one of my first videos, one of the mom ones when I was singing about some bullcrap my kids did. And I started out and I kind of went like this right here, like with my hand, I brought my hand over and snapped. And then I was like doing something else. And then one day I just did a whole full circle and hit my hip accidentally. And I was like, man, that's it. That's how I'm going to come into every single video.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
And people loved it. And then the crayon stuck. Like the crayon was the biggest hit. Mm-hmm. Like you, I
the
never
crayon
thought,
is funny.
Honestly, I thought you started that or went with that because, you know, TikTok is so, and like, you know, every now and then, if you have a cigarette or anything, they'll take it down. And yes. So I thought that was just like self-preservation for you, is making sure your stuff stays on there as much as possible.
No. So I try to use the cigarette when I'm doing the skits, my front porch skits. But if I'm on there like calling somebody out on a comment that they made, or I'm just on there talking about something, then I always come in with the swat and stomp is what I call it. And I actually went with the whole down here in the South, it's for mosquitoes and palmetto bugs and stuff, you know, when they get after you. But you would not believe how many people are in my inbox. They're like, can we please get a tutorial on how to do the swat and stomp? So,
well, you have to,
I don't know, girl. But that's how it started. I went with it, and then I went with the crayon, and people seemed to like both of them. So those are kind of my things, I guess.
I love how the most haphazard, you did not plan it,
yes,
crap ends up to be like the best genius moments, and you didn't even plan it. Yeah, like
because you didn't overthink it. They usually say that whether it's an idea. Or like if you're taking a standardized test, this is the example I've always been given. If you are taking a standardized test, if you don't know, then it's always the first thing you thought of the correct answer.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with comedy. I had to learn to refrain from a lot of things when working in radio. And like before that, I was very successful just saying the first fucking thing that came to my mouth. So I had to tune it down because it was public radio, a big station here in Georgia. And like I said, the hell with that. When I ended up getting a studio and my own show and working for a different company, sometimes I come off like a huge asshole. And
wait a minute, what radio station?
95.9 out of Dublin, Georgia. Brittany can actually get it where she lives.
I was about to say, Y96.
I was the host of the morning show for 2 years. You grew up where?
Duluth. It's like 30 minutes from Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. No, the radio station that I worked at, it went from right below Atlanta all the way to Savannah, and then from Augusta to Valdosta, or Augusta to Tifton.
Okay.
But I got in a lot of trouble, like, all the time. I really hated it.
No.
Well,
but now you have your own show, and you can be yourself.
Well, they hired me because I'm outspoken. Like, I never applied for that job. They found me on social media and was like, this guy's going to be awesome. Well, then the 2 years I was there, not to toot my own horn, we won Country Station of the Year, and they had never placed in the top 10 for the state of Georgia. And that's it's awesome. Because people, when they listen to me, they like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what it is. You don't talk like it's scripted. You talk and like this feels like if we were sitting in somebody's living room,
right? Right.
You know, just hanging out. And well, I mean, and that's what people really want to hear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's the problem with TikTok right now is like it seems like in the last, maybe this is just me, I can't speak for everyone, I need to like adjust myself. Hold on. For me, I feel like in the last four or 5 months. All anybody cares about is getting famous. For what? Why do you want that? Why do you want everybody looking at you? And they only care about views and how many followers. And, you know, the thing is like, people don't care about that shit. They're looking for your content.
Yeah.
So like, you're
absolutely
content trying to get people into, you know, feeling a certain way, or like, I, you know, I have this many followers, but I only get this many views. No one cares. You're the only one who cares.
Yep.
I get weird comments sometimes that are like criticizing, but I'm like, I just post what I want when I want. And that has helped me be successful on my own page. Mm-hmm. Is but, like you with your crayon thing taking off. I mean, that's like, I had someone ask me why I make faces when I dance. I don't fucking know. My face just does that. Like, like I'm trying to remember the dance moves and I'm fucking getting old. So like, it's harder. My body doesn't work like that no more.
We got to chew on our tongue and think to get it right.
Why, I told my husband, why is everything sexualized? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm here for it, but I am the weirdest, most awkward son of a bitch you have ever met in your life. Like, I could do an OnlyFans, bitch, I would.
Oh, please don't. I'm so goddamn tired of OnlyFans.
I don't care. If you could make 300 grand in 6 months, woo, that's a lot of money.
We're going to sell pictures of our feet.
That's not the part.
Okay, I've seriously thought about that.
I know.
Laying on my
photogenic feet.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're married. Like, it's like I'm married somewhere, but your feet aren't sexual.
My feet look like I'm going on a magical fucking journey somewhere. I look like Lord of the Rings is my feet. Like, I look like fucking Frodo. No, like, we have girls that come in here and do the show all the time that have OnlyFans. And, like, we had one that came, I don't know, about a month ago. And she made, like, $1.3 million last year. And she's sitting there talking. And I'm telling you, like, my brain is just like, you're a very attractive woman, but you're ruining yourself right now to me or any other grown man. Like, that's not a trap. If you want to do it and not talk about it, I'm kind of okay with it, because men are stupid and we're going to pay for stuff we want to see. Not me, because I have a podcast and I can say some slick shit and somebody will be naked. They won't even know what happened.
But I mean, that's just me. I'm just saying.
But
like, bad choice of words. Pornhub is free. OnlyFans is not. So like,
that's what I don't. I understand the appeal of knowing someone and wanting to see them naked.
No, that's weird.
That's not weird. That's not weird. But what is weird, like, and I don't understand, is, all right, we're all adults here. Every one of us has got children, so we've all had sex at some point in time. I'm not paying to see the girl up the street naked if there's no chance of me ever sleeping with her. Like, I'm not taking you to dinner. I'm not buying your OnlyFans. If I can't get it, don't tease me with it. Like, that's why I don't go to strip clubs either. No,
that is the best way to put it. OnlyFans is like the ultimate tease.
Yeah, it's the ultimate tease.
For sure.
No, fuck that shit.
I'm not knocking the hustle. Trust me, if I had a sexy bone in my body and I could work it, I would work it. I would get that back. But I'm just weird as fuck. So
what's bad though is these girls that have these big followings on TikTok, that all they'll do is like, one of them's my good friend, Kylie. Kylie is fucking,
she racked in like 300K since November. That's just why,
like, truck, house. It's because people are so invested in y'all. And like, think about, all you need is 5% of the people that follow you for you to make $100,000 in a month.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. I mean, that is stupid. All they got to do is go subscribe and do whatever stupid fucking thing you want you to do. But I'm just not about it. Like, we were talking about it the other day, me and some of my friends. It's so unattractive. Like, it just turns you off of a woman, because like, I like educated women. I'm not very educated myself, but I'm not the dumbest son of a bitch either. But there's something about a woman that can actually have a conversation and hold a conversation with you. That is great. That's how you end up being best friends with your spouse.
Right. Exactly.
If all I ever hear is about how a guy paid you $500 for a fucking feet picture, a foot picture, like,
Can you imagine?
At least bare minimum 500.
Oh yeah.
God. Somebody
my
told
my feet are not even that fucking pretty. Like, I'm sorry, but like,
do not know, make me show y'all my feet.
I have never seen a foot and been like, yes, queen.
No, I don't get exactly. it. I don't get that shit at all. Like, if all body parts of all the fucking body parts that I would want to see the
skeleton of a foot, that shit is gross. Like, no. Ugh.
I'm not gonna go as far as skeleton, you fucking serial killer. No, nope. But goddamn, we're talking about with skin on it, Jeffrey Dahmer. Chill
yes,
out.
But how do you not see that with the fucking toes? Like, with the
I'll tell you, my feet have muscles on top of them, and I don't know why. I don't have muscles anywhere else on my body, but my fucking feet look like The Rock Dwayne Johnson. Like, I don't know why.
Only get money with what? Those Rock Dwayne Johnson feet.
Do what?
Well, my pinky toes are turned all the way sideways, if that helps.
What?
Now I have to literally turn my leg over to the side to paint my pinky toenail.
Oh, no.
That's a fun fact. I mean, that's
you know, that might be something. That might be somebody's, like, thing on OnlyFans, though. They might like somebody with crooked pinky toes.
I promise you.
You never know.
For the first time in my life since OnlyFans has came around, it's the first time I've ever been like, good Lord, thank you for not blessing me like down there, because I'd have been quit. If you'd have told me that all I had to do was show Pedro and I'd make $100,000 in a month, oh, it's over with. But luckily, there's nobody paying for Pedro.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that's why people sell drugs, because it's so easy.
Exactly.
I mean, eventually, you know, it runs out, though. Either you go to jail or you get old and ugly. That money don't last forever. And you're probably, when you're in the moment, you're racking up and stuff. You're not very smart with your money. So,
and not to mention how tiring that lifestyle gets.
Yeah.
It's so tiring and draining.
You guys have to, like, be tired just from trying to create. Like, imagine trying to create content on TikTok. Imagine being someone who has to keep up with TikTok so you keep growing your fan base, but you also have to create content for OnlyFans. That's got to be stressful.
That's my problem. Like, I couldn't even... Where do you start? I don't even know how you would, like...
I don't know, because...
On a ride with 1,000, 2,000 people that I've never talked to before in my life and be, like, the most ratchet human being in the world and not care, but, like, that? Like, I thought I was confident, but the idea of that makes me... I don't know.
You definitely have to have to be imaginative and be able to multitask.
TikTok content alone is enough to keep you busy. I mean, shit, I'll stop for like a week sometimes just because it's a lot. Up with, and you know, something that's not really talked about, there's a lot of hate on there. I mean, there's a lot of people that just hate your face. Like, they just hate your face.
Yeah, but they're fucking miserable. I'll tell you something that I have heard numerous people that have big followings, not on TikTok, but just in fucking real life. Joe Rogan is like one of my fucking like idols. And he says that when you post something, regardless of what platform it's on, never read the comments. Put yourself out there for who you are. And if people like you, they're going to like you. There's too many people that get 90% love and then 10% hate, but they only focus on that 10% hate because, oh, I'll fix something. I'll change it. I'll make these people like
me. Absolutely.
Those people are never going to fucking like you.
No. And then you're changing yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, like, this is what I just told my stepdaughters in the car about. Somebody may not like you, but nothing that you say is going to change their opinion. It's the same thing with, you know, the whole presidential election. I don't give a fuck who you voted for, honestly. I really don't. And to sit there and get into it, like, full on, like, people are, like, willing to fight total strangers. I mean, it's just weird. It's okay to disagree. We can be friends. And you think that Joe Schmo down the block is drop dead sexy, and I think he looks like a creeper, you know, rapey vibe. But, like, we're still cool.
I like that you said Joe and then creepy and rapey. We know who you were talking about. I now know who you voted for. And you're my friend. I'm the same way though. Like, I speak at political events. Like, I just got done speaking with one of Trump's attorneys and the woman who's running for governor in Georgia. Like, I do a lot of political stuff. Like, that's my fun but that's also me wanting to make a change in the world. I don't talk about politics a lot on social media because I feel like there's just a bunch of what I call keyboard patriots. A lot of people that is the cool thing to do. No, the cool thing to fucking do is if you feel like there's something wrong in your community and you can help, get off your fucking ass, get out from behind a computer and go actually do something. I have
talk about it, be about it.
Like a lot of my friends are conservatives that are on social media and I have no problem. I've got some liberal friends too that are on social media, but like if you're not going to actually get out and try to make a change, don't post shit just for views. You end up looking like a fucking tool.
Yeah, but that's the new trend. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. It's like there was this huge positivity kept going and everyone was all about it. And then that kind of died out. And now people have figured out that if you post very controversial things like one, like, you know, a woman saying that I don't care if he's married, like I'll still go after
your man. I hate that shit.
You know, I hate white women or I hate black people or I hate this.
Oh, I just seen that one circulating.
I did too.
It's to get you riled up to duet, stitch, comment, like, but my thing is at the end of the day, you're really sacrificing like your whole like morals for what? For some view?
Yeah, it's stupid. Well, people though, this is why folks like y'all are special because you're different. That's what makes people stand out. When you can come up with something that is different from what other people are doing and people like you, it still brings attention. You don't have to follow along with the trend. The people that are successful in life and on social media are people who found how to do things different than anybody else, but they're successful doing it in a different way. And that's why you guys are cool. That's why I like Jennifer caught my eye. Some people tagged her in some of my comments and you guys are just as fucking unique as she is. I mean, Erica's fucking weird, but you know.
I think that's the going word of this whole podcast. Weird.
I'm pretty sure that my says it because at one point, like, my bio was like, I was one of those weirdos that didn't have a bio, and then people were like, "You have to describe yourself." So I sat there for like 20 minutes, and I was like, "All right, I only have so many characters." So I like started like write something. I was like, "Fuck, that's too many." So I was like, "All right, well, what sums you up?" I was like, all right, I'm getting a lot of nasty dudes that are hitting on me. I was like, so we need to put something about being married in there. And I'm a mom. So I think it says I'm a weird and married mom.
That's cool. I mean, it works. I like that. It's unique.
Like, you know, I shouldn't have to announce in every video that I have a husband. He shouldn't have to be present. But at the same time, I mean, respect is real.
Yeah, see, I don't, I have a weird thing that I do. If I know that you're married, on social media, unless I actually know you, I will not add you back. Like I won't do it. And it's not like
anyone that did that. And then I got called out and I was like, it's nothing against you. It's just like, I put myself in my spouse's shoes. Yeah. And so like, he doesn't do social media, but like, let's pretend he did. And he had a following. Like, I wouldn't want a bunch of women like commenting on him stuff. I mean, obviously I can't control it, but I don't have like, I think my followers are like 85% female.
See, mine are too.
Same.
My the majority men hate me. I'm telling you.
I don't like men.
I don't like them either. No. Most of them are cock blocks.
Well, the guy that I'm married to, this amazing man, he asked me out 4 times and I thought he was a drug dealer. So I told him no. And
I'm clean.
Come to find out he's got twice. Unclean as I do, dumbass. Like, so turns out he's a good one. And he came at a time when I wasn't looking. And that's the only guy that I've ever really genuinely like would go to bat for. But other than that, men
well, once you hit puberty, you're liable to find somebody else.
You're right. One day. You know what's fucked up? I actually jokingly say that all the time because I like just wish I had bigger boobs and like a nicer butt, but like I just didn't hit puberty. Everybody else accelerated and my ass just sat here.
Nah,
yes,
girl.
Queen. Yes.
Somebody.
The free Brenda shirt too.
Oh yeah, free Brenda.
Free Brenda.
Somebody's got all A's in here.
It's yes, okay. Sir. Proud of them.
It's okay. I don't. Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. I see. There you go. See, this is what happens. My mouth, like sometimes, like you have to put it in check. Okay, But anyway, I want to end like this. I appreciate y'all coming to do the show. Y'all drop your social media stuff. If you got anything positive, anything good to say that you want to end with, I'd like to have all y'all back on at some point in time. Maybe okay. Do some individual shows to like actually get to tell your story. So one thing I love is when, especially Erica, you sound like you got a really fucked up good story. Anybody, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but we like, besides for just shit talking on this show, like we have recovery centers that come and do this show. We have people that have autism that come and do this show. We have people that have cerebral palsy. Like I have a lot of people that are inspirational that come do the show. And then I find folks like y'all that I can just talk shit with and have a good time that is just a good conversation. But if you have a good story and you think that your story can help somebody, then we definitely want to get you back on. I don't know what the Southern Belle right here has been through besides like gutting fucking deer and shit to what she can talk about.
You'd be surprised where I came from.
Well, we'll hear about it. I'll definitely have you back, Miss Brittany. But Erica, I'll start with you. Go ahead and if you got anything you want to say and then drop your social media stuff, just be as fucking weird as you want to be.
So I know one thing is, like, when I first had videos start going viral and I started getting followers and lots of weird attention and stuff. Oops, sorry, somebody just tried to call me. One of the things, I almost quit. Sorry, someone keeps calling me. She'll call me back. One of the things is I almost quit. And the thing that kept me going and kept me on the app is what you just said. Like
somebody really wants to talk to you. Hey, how about you do this? How about you text them real fast before you finish your sentence? Jennifer, you go first.
Okay. Where she was going with that, you know, something that keep, cause I have a love hate relationship with TikTok and just social media in general, but, the amount of love and, just like kids and adults or whatever kind of looking up to me, it, you know, a lot of people want to have a voice and they want to say something, but when they find somebody that can say it what they feel better than they can, they really connect with that. And so I love that I have found my voice. I have several different kind of avenues that I'm an advocate and ally for. I help with a homeless ministry. I have a big heart for that. I have a big heart for LGBTQ youth. I'm starting up a support youth group in my town later this month. Ironic, it's Pride Month, but we're going to be meeting twice a month to kind of, I want to, you know, be that mama role that they might not have and let them get together with other peers and, you know, and so, and then I'm huge for, children of addicted and incarcerated parents. You know, I don't know about Brittany, but me and Erica are both recovering addicts. Mine is longer than 7 years ago, but it doesn't matter the time frame. If you're in recovery, you're in recovery. That lasts a lifetime. And so, you know, 3/4 of my kids' dads are either constantly in jail or just got out or they're going back. And so I really have a heart for people that struggle, no matter what that means. And so I like having a voice. I like, because I'm a talker. So you might as well do something positive with it, right?
You said something I absolutely love. And I stress this to people over and over and over again.
What?
I mean, over the past 6 years of my life between starting Bearded Bastard Radio to this, one thing that I've always took pride in is that what you just said was you have a platform to where others don't. You have
to
be
for whatever reason.
However we got blessed or lucky, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You have to speak for those who don't have a voice as loud as yours. And I love that you do all that. That's what you're supposed to use these platforms for.
Yeah, and that's why
absolutely.
I love Jennifer, because that's one of the main reasons that I've stayed on the app is, I mean, at the end of the day, something, this is my husband that told me this. I had one of those, and I know we've all had it. You read the comments, you get upset, and you get in your feelings, and you start breaking down, feeling bad about yourself, like all stuff, and I was just having a bad moment. And he was like, you know, you don't post for them. You post for that one person that might be, you know, because my story goes from recovery to domestic violence to just some fucked up shit. And if one person that's in the middle of a fucked up situation like that hears my story, sees a video, sees a post, and is like, all right, well, if her white trash ass got out of it, like, I can't. Why would you not continue to do it? And him telling me that has, like, really put a different, like, eye vision on things, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, like, totally. When I first started doing all this, it was for fun. Like, it was just an outlet. I was in a relationship. I got called fat and unattractive and cheated on. And I was like 300 plus pounds and all this stuff. So I started going to the gym. I had a chip on my shoulder and I was pissed the fuck off. Like, so I would say things and then people, I would post them for whatever. I guess it was therapy. And it grew. And then one day, I don't know what came over me. I deal with depression and anxiety, and I'm a survivor of suicide, a suicide attempt. So, like, I shared my story openly one day on social media, and when I did, like, it blew up. And when it blew up, I realized why I was on social media. Like, it is to share those times that I've been through, because there's somebody right now that'll listen to this podcast, and we have no fucking idea who they are. But something that one of us has said is going to help somebody push a little bit farther to keep going. And when I told my story about my suicide,
I'd like to add that does not mean get an OnlyFans.
Don't get OnlyFans. Hey, unless your ass is broke, then do what you got to do. If you got to take cat shots, you do it. Just make sure you get paid, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, like it's we have an opportunity to help people. And some people get lost in the money aspect of this, but there is no better feeling. And I'll guarantee everybody in this, on this podcast right now knows exactly what I'm talking about. Every one of us at one point in time has received a message that we did not think we were going to receive about how something that we said or something that we talked about that was probably very fucking uncomfortable for us to talk about in the first place helped that person. And that is worth way more than any dollar you'll ever make doing this shit.
Yes, sir.
Well, and not just that, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to die eventually, right? We're all going to be just nothing. So do I really want to go out with having chased fame and money my whole life? Or would I like to recuperate for some of the bad, you know, jujus that I've had over the years and try to help somebody? I mean, at the end of the day, me and my husband have lost it all so many times. So, like, money stuff, it's so irrelevant. I'm looking for memory moments, and
we say morals over money.
Yes,
absolutely.
I like it.
That's what we always say around here, is morals over money.
Oh, they told you happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, happy birthday, bud.
Happy birthday.
He doesn't like social media. He's like the you do you, baby, but I don't want to be involved. Like,
so does he know you have an OnlyFans?
No. I told him that I wish I was sexy enough to be able to, like, yeah, but my husband is so supportive. He's like, I volunteered to be your cameraman, but, like, I'm just not.
There you go. That's a good relationship.
He's my ride or die. I love that man. Go now, go away. You're distracting.
Well, so that's what y'all do to all of us men. You fucking use us and then swat us away. All right, Brittany. So bring us on home. Oh, by the way, Erica, drop your social real fast.
Oh, it's my name, Erica Rifkin. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, remember? She's original.
I didn't know. No one told me. Like, I guess I'm in the old generation because I didn't know I was supposed to be like blonde babe, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't know. So I literally put my name.
It's okay.
It's cool.
Then I got married and I can't change it because then no one would know who I was. So
yeah, fuck that. All right, Brittany, send us home strong.
All right. So I guess if y'all go follow me on TikTok, it's b.smith.fam, and you'll see a link in my bio, and there are some free Brenda t-shirts for sale. And when I first started, I joined the Creators Fund on here. And, you know, if any of y'all are in the Creators Fund, you literally make pennies for views on TikTok.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
No. Before you finish that, if you're in the Creators Fund, get out of it. That's why a lot of people are getting blocked or banned and deleted for no reason. And saying that you're, like, doing community guideline violations is because TikTok didn't realize how many people was going to end up blowing up. And they don't have the money to pay.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I used that money. And I haven't, you know, taken anything out yet, but the money that we make off of these free Brenda t-shirts are going to go to be used for underprivileged children in my area and the surrounding areas. But if you can, you can call any elementary school, middle school, high school in your area, and you can ask to speak with the counselor there. And they have a list of students who are underprivileged, who might need school clothes, who might need school shoes, you know, anything, jackets. And you can ask them. They can't give you student names or anything, but they can give you sizes. You can go out. You can buy stuff for those kids. You can drop it off at the school, and the counselors will discreetly give those items to parents or to students. And so any money that I make off of these free Brenda t-shirts are going to go to buy underprivileged students stuff for school. And anything that I make off of views on TikToks or anything like that, my husband and I are going to match in July. And we're going to go before school starts, and we're going to buy those kids in our area some clothes and some shoes and stuff. So if you don't want a free Brenda t-shirt or, you know, whatever, I still encourage you to call your local schools and talk to the counselor, because they can surely set you in the right direction if you'd like to help out some kids who might be underprivileged. So.
You guys are way nicer than me. Everything we sell on our website and the money I make off my podcast goes to paying bills and getting drunk and going on vacation.
I don't see any of it.
The
reason I became the way I was with my funds is because I had a job. So I don't want to be an influencer. Like that wasn't the motive. You know what I mean? So like some people, that's their motive, and then other people just got lucky, and then they're going with it. And there's nothing wrong with keeping it. It's just, I just would rather, you know.
They say there's an old quote that says the best kings in this world are men who didn't want to be kings in the first place, and that's the same way. I mean, this is my job, my show and my studio and everything is my job, so I don't have that. But we do charity events all the time, especially for veterans, Mission 22 and stuff. But I really commend y'all for the fact that y'all do a bunch of that. So there's been a lot of people on our show that I'm not going to say their name. There's a lot of people that's on our show that's made a lot of money, and they don't give back the way they ought to. And then we've got some that go broke doing it. And to those that go broke doing it, I fucking love you. And for those who...
And the ones that do, the ones that go broke doing it, 9 times out of 10, they're not... telling you,
like, no,
they don't advertise how much they give to charity and what all they do behind the scenes, because they don't feel like they deserve the accolades for it, but they do.
Weird taking the credit for doing something like that. And like Jennifer, I know you can probably agree with me, if it wasn't for somebody going out of their way and giving me a second chance and helping me, I wouldn't be standing here where I'm at right this second. And I mean, hands down, if it wasn't for homeless shelters, I wouldn't have had anywhere to stay a long period of time when I was in my addiction. And I don't know. So I try, when it comes to me giving back, kind of how Brittany, you were talking about, like you try to help in your own community with things that genuinely touch your soul. Cause at the end of the day, who are we if we don't help each other? I mean, that's the biggest problem in America right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I always say. We are all, no matter where you are on the totem pole, you know, of society, you are only one circumstance away from the bottom. One unforeseen circumstance can wipe you out. So who are you to act like, you know? I mean,
You couldn't have picked two other better people. I'm gonna have
I
to
knew
start.
That
I'm,
these two would vibe, and I knew you would like them.
I do. I am the biggest asshole you'll ever meet, but I also got a really big heart. And I dig y'all. Erica, well, Brittany too. You both gonna do your own show. Erica, you're gonna do one soon, because like in the next couple of days, if you can make, I just feel like you don't have a lot on your hands right now. So
listen, life, is that what you're saying? Because like I will second that notion, my dude. I just actually quit my job.
Something told me you did,
but I'm quitting because I traveled. So I was literally like, I'd be home, gone 2 weeks, and then I'd be home for like 5 days, and I'd be gone again, and then I'd be home, and then it was like, It was too much. So I'm not.
Yeah, going. I love your airport conveyor belt dancing, by the way.
Yo, that shit was fun. It was fun. I was stuck in the airport for 3 hours. Like, fuck it. We're making TikToks all day.
I fucking dig you guys. Thank y'all very, very much for doing the show. Brittany, Erica, both y'all are going to get your own show. I think you're both very interesting. I think that Erica's is going to be very fucked up, and I like fucked up.
So, Josh, the next couple of days, my older brother is actually here visiting from Atlanta. So, if you want some really raunchy stories of me in my prime, this would be your time to get them.
Hey, that's OnlyFans content right there. I thought you were from Georgia.
With her brother.
I know. You sound like you're from Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm your sister. Uncle I'm your Daddy. Sister.
Way to make that weird.
Old Uncle Daddy.
I know. You're the one that fucking did it. He's like, you want raunchy? I'll go get my brother.
I meant like bad stuff. Not like that. Not like that. That kind of.
Well, message me. Jennifer's got my number. Give it to I'll both of it. Them. Brittany, I want to get you on too. I've got to have a lot of, with me going on vacation next week, I need to stock up on some shows to release while I'm gone. And I think y'all two would be great to have your own show.
Holler at me.
Cool.
And I appreciate you having me today. And thank you, Jennifer, for you know, kind of setting me up with the whole thing. I appreciate you, girl.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Oh, yes, queen.
And there Erica, it was nice to meet you, girlfriend.
You too. I'm sorry I was late to following you both back. I apologize.
It's that's cool. Right. It's
I feel okay. Like you're probably late to everything in life, though, to be honest with you. I'm a
motherfucking train wreck. It's yes, fine.
It's okay. I am too, darling. All right. Well, thank y'all. And thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. We'll catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.